Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bri or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagatti for SN Fresen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning and welcome to the SN Fresen Show. I'm Adrian Bagatti, your host for today. Normally when I do a show, I talk from my point of view, and that's cooking for a large family. But I was recently reminded by a colleague, when we were sharing recipes, we were discussing food, that not everyone is cooking for a crowd. And I always forget that, like in December when everybody's away from the school, you know, for the holidays, camp, what have you, I land up going from cooking for a crowd to cooking for just three of us. And it's quite an adjustment to having all this food. So I land up freezing, which I don't normally get to do, because I've got big eaters. And it's just been a very, very long time since there were only two of us in the house to feed. So I had to adjust my thinking and remind myself of things that I used to do back in the 80s when I was single and learning. You know, I was working, it was just me, but I learned to bulk cook and freeze. And in those days, I was working night duty at Parkland. So on my working days, I would come home early in the morning, just have a scrambled egg, crawl into bed, pass out. And when I woke up, there was no way I was going to cook. You know, it's not the same as waking up in the morning and having to cook. Be just exhausted. And you still need to eat. You need to take food with to work, those kind of things. So what I did was, on my days off, on the days that I didn't get food from my mother, I cooked in small batches and froze in the freezer in bags, because obviously there was not a lot of freezer space. I had one of those tiny little top freezers. So today is all about cooking for one or two people. So for those of you who know me, you know that I meal plan, and meal plan for me is a huge thing. And I'm often asked, like, what's the point of meal planning when it's just me, or when there's only two of us? Well, you're going to find out today. So freezer bags, huge thing when you don't have a lot of space or when you're doing a lot of cooking. Great, because you can flatten them and then you can stack everything. Please remember to get yourself a permanent marker or freezer labels so that you can, first of all, write what's in them, because you are guaranteed to forget. The date you made it, okay, very important as well. And for those who are kosher, you need to know whether it's a meat, milk, or paro dish. You know, so if you've cooked something that's vegetarian and you've cooked it in the meat, you just need to know so that when you reheat it, you put it onto the correct plates. Today, obviously, we're going to talk about something called cook once, eat twice. And it's a fantastic slogan for cooking in bulk and freezing. Now, there are two different ways to do this. For those who enjoy cooking, you take a whole day and you cook up your favorite meals and then divide them into your batches and freeze. Like I said, if you've got a tiny freezer, put them in bags. If you've got a bigger freezer, you can put them in containers and stack them. Some of the nice ideas to make and freeze are things like rice. Cook up your rice for however many servings you want. Put them into little freezer bags, serving sizes, and stack them, and you've got rice for any meal. You just take it out either in the morning before you go to work and put it in the fridge to defrost, or when you get home and pop it in the microwave. So great way to do that. Another idea for freezing is soup. Soup freezes beautifully. All kinds of soups freeze. So you can cook a big pot of soup, divide that up, and freeze it as well. When you're cooking for one or two people, it might sometimes be cheaper, if you're not fussy about the cut of chicken that you're going to get, to buy a grilled chicken ready cooked and just freeze it that way. Otherwise, to buy your chicken pieces individually, cook them in your favorite sauces or favorite spices and freeze them once they've cooled down a bit. And mincemeat is also a fantastic freeze, cook and freeze meal. Brilliant things to put into the freezer. They all freeze well and can be done with sauces and that. Remember with vegetables and stuff, if you can buy it frozen in the shop, it can be frozen when you've put it into a meal. Simple rule of thumb that I use. If I can find it in the freezer section, it's going in my freezer at home. Now, if you're single, then recipes for four people will give you four meals. If there are two of you, obviously it's only going to give you two meals. But if you're cooking this way and you're taking recipes for four and you cook for 5 days in a row, you can get for a single person 20 different meals to eat throughout the month. And you don't have to eat them all at, you know, the month so that you've got the same thing every week. You can make two different kinds of things and have 40 meals and then alternate them. And you've got an entire month's worth of supper. Quick, easy, done. So another tip for those who aren't mad about cooking and don't want to spend an entire day in the kitchen is to cook every night in bulk and freeze that way. And that might help you. In the beginning, I would suggest doing it for 2 weeks in a row so that you get variations on your meals. If you've got freezer space, you can do it for a whole month and then your next month has all your meals done. And that's also a nice, easy way to do it. Now, some other tips for cooking and freezing, making soups, especially now it's winter. Make your big pot of soup. Measure it out into freezer bags of about 250 to 300 mils per person. And a trick I learned from my mother was to put the bag into a fairly big cup that can go in your freezer. Pour the soup into your freezer bags and freeze them in the cup in your freezer. Once they're like three quarters frozen, you can take them out the cup. You might have to run it under a bit of cold water just to loosen it from the cup. And then you can stack them. And that, once again, takes out a lot of space. It can be packed nicely. Now, when you are freezing food, one of the things is to try and make sure you get as much air out as you can. So you need to be very careful. The Ziploc bags work this way because you can close them almost all the way, lay them flat, and very carefully squeeze out the air. If you've got the money to have a splurge, which I mean, mine is so old it's broken. It doesn't vacuum anymore, but the vacuum sealer, which is fantastic, especially when you've got a little bit of space or want to keep things nice and fresh. It's great, moms, for sandwiches for school. You can make the sandwich the night before. If you vacuum seal and freeze them, they don't go soggy and they stay nice and fresh. So that's a great thing to do. Another thing with breads, if you're not going to eat bread every day, you can actually either take out two pieces and put them in a bag for you for the next day, or you can just take out a slice a day and it comes out nice and easily. And then you just pop that in your toaster. So an idea for cooking for one or two people, and this is something that I think everybody should have, is muffin tins. I have meat and milk muffin tins because I often use the muffin tins and not just for muffins. They are great for making individual servings. I used to do it a lot for school lunches because then you could make these individual servings and pop them into everybody's lunchbox and they get, whether it's a quiche or a little pocket pizza or something like that, I'll give you those recipes now. It just made a great addition into the lunchbox and just made life a little bit easier. And to help with the cleaning, you could line your muffin pans with cupcake liners and then just peel them away when you're ready to serve your meal or to warm up your dish or whatever you're going to do. We're going to take a break now. And once we come back, we're just going to have a look at some little ideas and recipes that you can use for your individual cooking.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back. I'm Adrian Bugatti. This is the Essen Freshen Show on High FM. And I am talking about cooking for one or two people, cooking in bulk, freezing, and just making life easier for yourself. My first recipe that I'm going to talk about is to take your favorite Kugel recipe And instead of making it in a normal oven-proof dish, you're going to divide it into the little muffin tins, and you're going to bake it as normal. Then when it's cool, you wrap it, you label it, and freeze. And a little thing that you can do is you don't have to make your traditional kibble. You can change it up to different vegetables. You can mix your vegetables together, and that gives you your vegetable dish when you're having supper. It makes a nice snack to take to work. It's a nice little light lunch, all those kind of things. So it's really great. And it's a great little muffin type thing to send to school for those who've got school children that are going to school. And it's nice for little babies as well. You know, it's a nice portion serving, and it's the right size, and it's got all your vegetables and flavors that you want to give them. Like I said before, I'm a habitual planner. I plan my meals for the entire month. I know what I'm making at the beginning of each week. And when I do my shopping, I shop bulk. So I order before the end of the month for the whole month and, you know, all my non-perishable goods. And then I just do online weekly shopping that I get delivered. Obviously, sometimes that's not going to work. You will have to go in. But if you're only going in once a week and you're sticking to a list because you've got your meal plan, you're going to save yourself a fortune of time and money. Now, I've often heard, I live on my own. There's just two of us. I've got a small family. There's no point in planning. But then it comes time for supper and you have absolutely no idea what to make, or the thought of making anything is just, you know, just for one person. It's boring. There's no inspiration. It's just me. What am I going to do? So here is the reason for meal planning for smaller families, singles, couples, or friends living together. Make a meal plan for the week. Now, I personally only plan Monday to Friday night dinners. I do my breakfasts and lunches as well, just because everybody's at home and I'm cooking for between 6 and 8 people every single day. So I need to be a little bit more organized. But even if you're only doing your dinners, you can choose a time when you've got plenty of time to cook, when you don't mind that you're going to be spending the whole day in the kitchen. And if it's a nice cold day, then spending the whole day in the kitchen where it's warm won't be so bad. But you've spent 5 days, or you've cooked for 5 days. That gives you between 10 and 20 different dishes. So you've now got meals for 2 weeks. If you don't have a lot of time, then cook every night one for 1 week. And you're cooking for four. So you're cooking for four people. You take your portion for that night and you freeze the other three. You've now got 3 weeks of food, and it's great, or 3 meals. And that's nice. And easy things like, you like macaroni and cheese, those are easy to freeze. You bake them, you cut them into portion sizes, you wrap it carefully once it's cold, you know, label it, and into the freezer. And most of these can last up to 3 months in the freezer. Another thing to do is to buy angel hair pasta or Lakshan pasta, or even the Woolies rounds, the egg noodle rounds. They cook very quickly, usually between 5 to 10 minutes. If you like the instant noodles that you can buy, the pre-packed ones that come with a little spice sachet, just toss the spice sachet out if you want, or you can use it. And it's easy, quick to add, like I said, 5 to 10 minutes. And then you add your mince, if you've frozen mince, for spaghetti bolognese or whatever topping you want, and you've got your meal. Another mince idea is to make little mini meatloaves in your muffin pan. So you make your normal mince mixture, you spray your muffin tins, you then divide your mince into your individual muffin cups, and bake as usual. Then freeze when it's cooled, and you've got meatloaf for, well, 12 little mini meatloaves. So you've got plenty of meatloaf. That's something else. Like I said, if you want to make things easier on yourself, you can use the cupcake liners to fit in your muffin tins. Now, if you want, you can choose the size of your muffin pan, and that'll obviously change how many meals you get. So if you're going to use the average normal size muffin tin, you're going to get 12 normal muffins. If you're going to use the giant muffin tins, then you're only going to get about 6 out of that. So depending on how many you want to make and how many people you are feeding, that makes it worthwhile. My suggestion is also it's worthwhile to invest in the silicone molds, especially if you're going to be alternating between microwave cooking or oven cooking. It's easier to turn the food out if you're not going to use the cupcake liners. Just be careful. These molds still do get hot, even though they're like silicone and not metal. So don't burn yourself, please. Now for some breakfast ideas and weekend ideas, or even like just a snack or a lunch at work, something light, something simple. Great, once again, to add into your school lunch boxes. And that is some little egg ideas. So this is very easy, especially in your muffin pans. Remember to spray them really well or grease them, however you're going to do it. You can brush it with oil, especially if you're doing eggs. Beat up some eggs. It's usually about one egg per muffin cup. And pour a little bit into the base of your muffin, your little muffin cups. Then you can add your favorite vegetables or ingredients. So I've done, for my base simple thing, is diced tomato, onion, and some grated cheese. And I play up on the cheeses. Sometimes, you know, cheddar, Gouda, or Tassas. Depending on the cheese you like, mozzarella. Sometimes I do feta cheese and make it into more of a frittata. You can add things like the vegetarian polony, which I take slices and I dice those up very small, put them in. Or if you'd like to do a little bit bigger, I love using the vegetarian sausages, whether you like spicy or the traditional braai ones or the hot dog type ones. I slice those so they make nice small rounds and you can get 2 or 3 into a muffin pan. It just gives it a nice little Italian flair. You can add a little chili, a little green pepper and garlic, give it a Spanish style. You like Indian food, then add a little bit of curry powder into your beaten egg. And maybe another idea is to chop up some spring onion and red peppers and sprinkle that on. And you bake those until they're nice cooked. It usually takes about 15 minutes at the most to cook those. Depending on how you're cooking them in a microwave, obviously it would be a bit quicker. Some really, really good dinner ideas would be things like the mini meatloaves and maybe even mini pies. Like I said, if you're using the large pie tins, you're going to obviously get bigger pies. If you're using the normal size loaf muffin pans, you would probably use 2 little pies per person. It depends on the appetites in your family.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
You're listening to Adrian Bugatti and this is the SN Fresen Show. You can buy puff pastry, you can make your own. Cut them into rounds so that they fill up your muffin pan and press them to the sides as if you would be making a normal pie. You're then going to fill them with things like cooked chicken in a gravy, and you can use any gravy. You don't have to specifically do a pie thing, but my pie filling is usually frozen mixed vegetables, chopped up cooked chicken, and then I make a little roux with the flour and water just to thicken it and put that together. Or maizena, you can use a little bit of cornstarch and water, or cornstarch and any liquid flavoring. So you could take a chutney, you could take a cooking sauce, like a basting sauce, and do it with that. The basting sauces, remember, already have thickeners in it, so you don't need to add the cornstarch if you don't want to. You then either, if you've cut them just to fit your muffin tin, then cut another round that will fit on top of your pie. Press the edges together and just brush with some egg. Remember to poke a hole in the top because otherwise your filling just bursts out when it cooks. Another idea is if you cut the pastries to be a little bit larger than your muffin cup, and then what you can do is you close it like a purse. So you make it into like a little parcel, and those are your mini pies. Pop them in the oven at 180. and cook for 20 minutes or until the pastry is nice and flaky. So these are the things that you can do. And these are great to do for, like I've said over and over, whether you're cooking for one or two people or you're a mom cooking school lunches when everybody goes back to school, hopefully sometime soon. Another thing that my kids absolutely, absolutely loved doing was we had the pizza purses. So these are kind of like deep dish pizzas, and there are a couple of ways to do it. So the one that I did the most was I took my pizza base recipe, which is more of a biscuit base than a pizza base. So it's self-raising flour, boiling water, oil, and a bit of salt mixed together, rolled out, and then cut into your shapes. And that was like the pizza. My family absolutely love the pizza. My daughter has finally learned to make it, and they love it. You can find the recipe from my website, which is Cushering Your Life, or if you have the old Tupperware cookbook, I think it's number 2, the base is very similar to the Pronto pizza base, and that makes nice little bases for your cupcake pizzas. Then you can fill it with pasta sauce. I sometimes fill it with I take a can of tomato and onion mix when it's got basil and oregano and garlic in it, and I blend that so that it becomes like a puree, and put that in the base, fill it with a different cheese, and then you can fill it with mushrooms, the parve peloni, diced peppers, whatever you like in your pizza. You seal the parcels, so remember when you've cut your dough out, it should be bigger than your muffin cup, and you just pinch them closed so they look like a little parcel, or fold them over so they fall on the top, and bake them in the oven. An even quicker pizza idea is to take flour tortillas, cut them to fit the muffin cups all the way up the sides. You fill it then with your pasta sauce, your cheese topping, your favorite toppings, and you bake it. Both of these you bake for about 10 to 15 minutes at 220 degrees. So another nice idea as a dessert, individual dessert, is to use phyllo pastry in your muffin cups. It's absolutely great when you're doing, if you want like an apple pie. So that's quick and easy. You take your phyllo pastry, you cut them into squares. Each sheet gets brushed with their oil or butter, whichever you're going to use. You put them into the muffin cup so that it sticks out over the top. You take your pie apples, cut up with a little bit of cinnamon in it, and you fill, and if you like raisins, which we wouldn't do, you'd put it into your muffin cups, or you could just use, believe it or not, applesauce with cinnamon. You know, a bottle of applesauce, spoon it in for those who've got texture issues and don't like the pieces of fruit. Both work very nicely. You then take your phyllo pastry and you fold it over to make a parcel to seal the top. Brush the top once again with your oil or butter, whichever you're going to use, and bake it in the oven until it's nice and brown and crisp. Also at about 180 for about 15 to 20 minutes. And it comes out, you've got individual palm size apple pies. And you can do that with any fruit. If you've got peaches that you can bake and turn into a puree, you can fill it with peaches. You can use canned peaches if you want. Just remember not to add any sugar, and to drain it off, you can use the syrup for other things if you want to make a nice sauce. The syrup from the peaches makes a great sauce as part of a gravy for a chicken. And you now have dessert ready for your family. Okay, and another lovely cook ahead meal that you can cook in bulk that's not going to be too expensive, that's going to be nice and easy to freeze. It's a honey lime chicken. If you can't get, I must admit I prefer fresh limes. It's not always easy to find kosher lime juice, so I do squeeze my own limes often. And a little trick to making it easier to squeeze your fruit, like limes, lemons, oranges, is to roll them on a hard surface until they're quite soft. This also releases the juice. Cut it in half and you're able to squeeze it out. The recipe for honey lime chicken. And that is, the ingredients are 4 chicken breasts cut into strips, 1.5 teaspoons of garlic salt, or you can use a clove of garlic, 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 can of pineapple pieces, remember to keep the juice, 1/4 cup of honey, 3 tablespoons of lime juice or lemon juice, whichever you're going to use, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and 2 tablespoons of cornstarch or maizena. And you're going to do that. So you're going to preheat, you're going to use a deep frying pan for this. It's a stovetop thing. You can remember to cook your rice and freeze it up ahead of time. Or if you've got the space, you can add it into your dish to freeze all at once. And then you've got one dish to microwave or to reheat in the oven. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will give you the method to cooking this delicious meal. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti, and this is the S and Freshen Show on Chai FM.
You're listening to the S and Freshen Show on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti on the S and Freshen Show. Today I've been talking all about cooking for one or two people, how to freeze in bulk. So we've been cooking for one or two people, and some nice ideas for lunch boxes as well. We were talking about the chicken with honey and lime or lemon juice. And now I'm going to give you the method to cook it. So you've cut your chicken pieces into strips. Sprinkle it with a bit of the garlic salt or rub it with your garlic clove. Heat the oil in a skillet. So a skillet is a deep frying pan. So if you don't have one of those, you can use a medium-sized pot. You're going to heat it over a medium to high heat. Only once the oil is hot do you add your chicken, and you cook the chicken pieces until it's golden brown. Put that aside. In your pot, you're going to add your drained pineapple pieces. Remember to keep your juice. You're going to add 1/4 cup of the pineapple juice to your chicken and to your skillet. And you're going to cover and simmer for about 6 to 8 minutes. And then you're going to remove the chicken out of the pot. In a little bowl, you're going to mix your maizena or cornstarch with the remainder of the pineapple juice. You're going to add the honey, the lime juice, and the soy sauce into the pan. You bring that to boil and you stir it until it's like quite thick but clear. It should have like a clear consistency. You know, there shouldn't be white pieces or any cornstarch pieces left. It takes about a minute if you're on a gas, a little bit longer if you're on electric. Put your chicken pieces back in and add your pineapple and heat it through. Now you serve this with your rice and or with noodles, whichever you prefer. Very easy, once again, to freeze this recipe. Just put it in your freezer bags. Remember to label it with the day you cooked it, what's in it. And it's ready for you to serve. I hope I've inspired you with some good ideas for meals for individual people. A little bit of cooking and some easier way to stay healthy is with your meal planning. And once again, to cook for more than one person, you know, just gives you a little bit more encouragement to cook. You know, just cooking quantities for one person, it just always looks so sad on your stove or in your pot. Whereas if you're cooking for a lot of people, you know, or for 4 people, it just looks more, and you don't feel like you've wasted dirtying a pot. So that's a big thing. You know, just to do that. For a little tip for people who tend to buy ready-made food as individuals from the places, the delis and that. Don't buy when you are hungry. The same as you don't go shopping when you are hungry, Do not buy the meals when you're hungry. And a good tip is to still do your meal plan when you're buying those kind of meals, because when you're standing in front of that deli fridge or the takeaway counter, wherever you're going, you can then look at your meal plan and say, okay, for Monday night, I need a piece of chicken, and for Tuesday night, I need this piece of fish, and work it out that way. Everything freezes really well. You know, look for specials as well as individual people. There was recently a fish on sale, the individual soles. You buy those, you can buy 10. You then wrap them individually, depending on how many you eat at a meal, two at a time, wrap them, label them, and into the freezer. Just please remember when freezing food that you only do it for 3 months max. It's just, it does, a lot of the food will last longer than that. But if you're using a very small fridge, or the freezer cupboard on the top of your fridge, a small one, 3 months is the most you can freeze anything. It doesn't freeze well enough to go for longer. Thank you for listening to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bugatti, and have a good afternoon and a good day.